From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Pam Anderson and Trendy Lee.
Hey.
The couple that took a nation by storm.
Shout out to super producer Anna for that title. Keeping it trendy.
Always. Keeping it trendy. Trendy Lee. Gifford. Anyways, oh, I'm Jack. You are?
I'm Frank Gifford.
All right. And here are some things that are a trending. Ultimatum finally came out today, according to people who are not me. I was not waiting on this because I don't know what it is.
I'm curious what you think of this, because dating shows are getting, like, these reality dating shows are getting more complex. This show is about couples where one person in the couple is presenting a marriage ultimatum of propose or get off the pot type shit.
Uh-huh.
That's the stage they're at. They meet up with these other couples and then they basically partner swap for 3 weeks just to test out if I really love this person and maybe this person kind of is I'm attracted to, maybe it'll give me some clarity. And then after 3 weeks with that person, they swap back to their original partner that they came with, live out the next 3 weeks, kind of like having to be with, wow, I got a taste of what it was like with someone else. Now I'm back with my person. And then they decide what's going to happen. The finale came out today and people just, it seems like there's drama abounds. I've seen it up until a few, I think one or two episodes short of like the finale. It's interesting.
How frequently does this end in the people leaving each other for the
Look, no spoilers. I'm not going
to
spoil anything.
Okay, that's we're about to find that out in the finale.
You see people, like, you see some people who immediately the thought of them being with someone else, they get instantly energized and you're like, that's a problem. Like, if you're, ooh, like, I like this person, you're like, you didn't you just
suddenly
say
they turn the charm on? They're like with their partner. They're like, I don't know, whatever. And then they're like, hey.
Yeah. Oh, a couple of them like, I've never seen him so dressed up before.
Woo! Like, everything they say is like a backhanded like jab right at their significant other. You started telling me about it. I had my typical sour reality TV face on.
Yeah, you should.
Then the swap came through, and I was like, ooh.
Oh. bit of a mess.
This might be interesting.
Yeah. Sounds like a mess. It sounds completely reprehensible from the perspective of reality show producers. I guess they have given up on not destroying people's lives.
No. It's now, I feel like I could now, based on like my penchant for trying to be like, okay, how can we cause the most chaos?
Right.
Like, I would love to just be like, I got some ideas, guys. If you want to completely do someone in emotionally, this is how you do it. Because so many shows now, like the other shows I watch, like Married at First Sight or whatever, it almost seems like now the producers aren't as interested in an experiment working of being like, let's put the human equivalents of bleach and ammonia together and see what happens. Oh, it's a toxic cloud? Okay.
We take two apparently in love couples up into the air in an airplane and then cut the engines and say we're all going down and see how they like that. That feels like some shit that would
and then
happen.
We offer them one last FaceTime with anyone they want. Will they choose you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what you do. You put the one partner in the airplane and the other on the ground. They say, hey, I think the engines are going to cut. This might be it for us. I do have the in-flight Wi-Fi on, so if you want to hit somebody up now, please do so. And they're waiting nervously. Are they going to get the FaceTime? It's their ex. Oh, we've done it, Jack.
You're just waiting, looking at your phone, looking up at the plane as it kind of seems to be plummeting from the sky. I don't know. I'm just saying, like that. It feels like they have figured out a new level of shamelessness with this. Super producer Becca has already watched it. And I don't know, it sounds unhinged. So I don't know, I will not be watching it, but I can't wait to find out. I can't wait to hear you.
I'll let you know.
Talk about it. Yeah.
I'll let you know.
All right. The New York City subway shooting suspect has been arrested. Took almost 30 hours and so far 30 people have been injured. No deaths. The propaganda, as we'll dig into a little bit more in tomorrow's episode, has been off the charts. Oof. But the facts are that they had just upped the number of police in the subway. But they'd have you thinking,
they're like, dude, the police are our last line of defense. We need more or more of this stuff's going to keep happening.
Yeah. Or more.
Yeah.
Or better mental health.
But I mean, like, yeah, I think from what people were saying that he had some kind of like YouTube presence, was some kind of like doomsday prophet, apparently. Mm-hmm. Self-styled. So yeah. I'm sure we'll continue to learn more.
Yeah.
And ignore more, depending on what media outlets you follow.
Ben Shapiro. I'll tell you one media outlet I follow, and that is Ben Shapiro.
Yeah, man. He's out here. He is out here. He recently went to college in North Carolina and like spoke and basically like had a podium where he was able to say like all kinds of, you know, he's just there to just be absolutely transphobic, essentially, and just generally offensive. And during this, he was getting like shouted down and people were like, you know, booing him. Someone, you know, they're screaming like, fuck you. And like his supporters were like getting so, I don't know, energized by him being like, fuck you is not actual a rebuttal or an argument. So moving on. Then the mic went out to the crowd. And this is when people got really, this is the clip that went viral. This one student just got up and then got the mic. And this is what he had to say to Ben Shapiro.
Which is I used throughout the speech, not gender identity.
You sound like
disorder,
a bozo, bro. And you get no pussy, and you can't even make your wife wet, bro. So what's good?
So what's good?
So what's good? And everyone's like, boo. Some people couldn't even process. Nah, like, they're like, what? Sorry?
Rutabag.
No, I can. And that's actually not germane to what I'm saying right now.
That is a rebuttal. That is not a rebuttal. Everything in the world boils down to my skills as a high school debater.
Oh, yeah.
The skills of debate, sir, is the ultimate place, battleground of ideas.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean,
no, it's just that you can speak faster than other people.
There's a clip of him just like gish galloping to himself. And you're
really?
Wow. This like. a few people, like on, I guess, forensics debate Twitter, were like, this is like freshman year of high school style shit. Like, this ain't even it. But again, he's just there to keep the hateful agenda going. So, but it was nice to see how confused he was at just someone just telling him straight to his face, you're a bozo, bro.
Bozo is actually a great clown and not a rebuttal because he was actually pretty cool.
It
was a Men Cannot Be Women event. That was the name of the event that he was speaking at.
Yes, I see.
So, cool, man. The that side of the internet is excited about the fact that a bird pooped on Joe Biden. I think that's the big news over there.
Got him.
Nice try, Brandon.
Hell yeah. Give that bird a Medal of Honor.
The post-millennial says, Ben Shapiro absolutely schools a young man claiming to be a mathematician and physicist.
That's like not whatever. You couldn't handle something. Whatever. Sure. That's what happened.
Anyways, let's take a quick break.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
And we're back, and you know, the playing games happened last night. First two playing games, the 7th and 8th place teams in the Eastern conferences played one another last night. Winner guaranteed the 7th spot in their division, in their conference. So it was fun. This is like the only kind of, it's not single elimination, but it's like seeding gets determined by a single game, which, you know, it's like the closest thing you get to one and done in the NBA other than a game seven. Brooklyn versus Cleveland was fun. Kyrie went off. I think he shot 13 for 13 in the first half.
On another level. And fasting for Ramadan.
Might be my favorite player in the league to watch right now.
Not philosophically.
His shot making. You know, I'm coming around.
Coming around. These people are telling us all this stuff, but we should ask.
Thank you.
You know, do we push back? Okay. I'm not Copernicus.
And then KD put it in when he needed to. But yeah, so in the West, you have the Clippers versus the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves have, Big Cat, Karl Anthony Towns. Mm-hmm. And he's probably their best offensive threat. He kept getting in, he was in foul trouble, eventually fouled out, did not get to play many minutes, you know, didn't play great when he was in there. And their second year guard,
Anthony Edwards,
the Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, was incredible, put up 30.
Yeah.
This is a dude who started playing hoop, he was better at football than basketball, but still ended up being the number one pick in the NBA draft, and has just been really, really fun to watch.
Now Wolves Grizzlies?
Yeah. So now he, probably the most exciting second year player in the league, is going against the most exciting third year player in the league, maybe the most exciting player in the league, in Ja Morant in the first round. And it was just cool. It was
good eating for the neutrals. I'll say that.
Yeah.
That's exactly. My God. I can't wait.
Good eating for the neutrals.
Good eating for the neutrals, as my pappy used to say.
Also, kind of LA specific, but Clayton Kershaw, one of the better pitchers, probably the best pitcher in baseball, 4 years ago, and recently has had injuries and has fallen apart the way that a pitcher does as they age a little bit. But he was hurt for a lot of last season. Came through and pitched 7 perfect innings before his manager took him out, which is kind of questionable, but with an eye towards taking care of him and his health. But a perfect game is so incredibly rare. I don't even really fuck with baseball that much, and I still remember where I was when I found out about perfect games being
pitched,
in my lifetime.
I think a lot of people, there have, they say, there's only been 21 perfect games in the modern era. And you say, Kershaw has a no-hitter.
Right.
Maybe let him pursue this very rare achievement in baseball.
6 more outs.
Yeah. While other people, I think they look at what the call was there and just being this is a marathon. And this guy just came off an injury, and we're viewing this there's a long road to disappointment again, maybe in October. I don't know. But I don't fucking know enough about baseball to have an opinion either way. The fan in me is yo, let that man fucking throw the fucking perfect game. What the fuck?
He's fun to watch because his shit's all about movement at this point. He still throws it fast. But it's he throws pitches that are going from chin height to ankle height as they cross the plate. It's pretty crazy. We got another food troll happening with the Spokane style pizza.
People are I see this trending. I'm I've never heard of Spokane style pizza. So at first I'm okay, maybe there's something going on. You watch the video and they're putting canned salmon on fry sauce with cheese and strawberries. And they're and this is Spokane pizza. It seems a very stupid troll job, but a lot of people are just chiming in with jokes or being no, a real Spokane pizza. And someone put a pepperonis in the shape of a swastika. And they're that's a Spokane style pizza. So many people are having fun with this recent TikTok troll. I'm not opposed to a fish on a pizza, but this just felt a bit too far.
Wait, what is fry sauce?
It's usually mixture of mayo, ketchup, and seasonings,
Okay. Right.
Yeah.
The strawberries is what just throws it all the way off. Because to that point, you had me with fry sauce, canned salmon, bell peppers, onions, And then cheese.
I'm like, whatever. I'll take a bite of that. I'll see what's up. But
not
strawberries.
Not strawberries, man.
Yeah.
Come on. But yeah, this is a TikTok trend we've been seeing. I think it was an Instagram trend before that, where people will make something disgusting with a straight face and be like,
yeah.
This is our taco salad surprise, and this is you just put like raw beef on
in your sink?
Kitchen counter.
Yeah.
And then you spray it down with your sink.
right. You run boiling water. You run your sink as hot as you can. Put the ground beef in your sink. Cook the beef with the warm water from the faucet.
We could actually double our listenership by just like doing what we're talking about.
Oh, right, take it now. So seriously. And yeah. I'm like, and this is Osaka chili.
But yeah, all those. Like, everybody saw these, like the lasagna made on the kitchen counter, the nachos made on the kitchen counter, I think, right. PB&J at one point. Like, that was all, those were all either overtly trolls or they came from a company that made fetish videos and that was just ultimately chasing eyeballs. And like, they saw, oh man, people respond to when you make disgusting things and pretend right. like it's delicious. So. I don't know. Does feel kind of pointless at that point. I don't know if this is from that same company.
Nah, I don't know. It's from someone named Mythical Chef or whatever, but people are more pissed. They're like, dude, this is so blatant. Like, you're just lying. There's some people who are just outraged that they're like, right. this isn't even a fucking dish. Like, yeah. We trusted you.
We trusted you, Mythical
Chef. Mythical
pizza?
Chef. You mythical didn't even chef. Broadcast it that it's mythic. What the fuck?
Mythic Chef looks like a Nazi youth, but
oh yeah, he's Obersturmbannführer for sure.
The villages are trending because M. Night Shyamalan coming back with the sequel. There's two of them now, two villages.
Can you imagine the villages? And it's, wow.
I'm just
can
saying,
he direct
just putting it out there?
Yeah, like a fucking surreal documentary about that place.
Has he ever done a sequel? I feel like he
yeah, to Unbreakable, like a spiritual sequel.
Yeah. Glass. I guess all of his movies are sequels to one another too, in a way.
It's all in the Shyamaverse. But yeah, the villages are trending. You know, the villages is that house, like retirement community in Florida that there's like that documentary about where you're like, oh, it's like freaky up in there.
Yeah.
Where you know boomers go to have sex and die. And this place was also seems like the epicenter for a lot of voter fraud. There was so these two fucking guys have been charged with casting multiple ballots for Donald Trump in 2020. And this is where you see the Florida part and there where their race probably comes in. The felony could have led to 5 years in prison, but a lenient judge sentenced them to 50 hours of community service and a 12-week adult civics class.
Man, stuck it to him. Well, that takes care of that.
Yeah.
Promise
you guys
like just,
won't do that again?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're really sorry.
Seems like just generally the Trump supporters have learned an important lesson about the sanctity of the, you know, democratic
of law and
process.
Order, whatever that
law
is.
Law and order. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that lesson is that they are going to try to coup the nation again if they lose the next election.
Oh, it's cuckoo-roo.
Cuckoo-roo.
Okay. I don't know if that's too regional, but shout out to the old chicken restaurant, Cuckoo Roo.
Mm-hmm. Cuckoo Kachu would be another less regional.
Cuckoo Kachu. One for
I don't know. It's
Nest.
This like small Liverpool band that I listen to. but you know, for my Liverpoolians, my Beaumont, Liverpool heads.
If you're from Liverpool.
Liverpool. Anyways, though.
Who's currently beating Benfica in the Champions League.
I know.
I knew we were going to get to that trend. Up the Reds, huh?
Yeah, up the
Reds. Mate, it's tied 3-3.
Fuck.
Now, that was more Cockney. Apologies to the people in the North. But, this is getting wild.
You're watching football now?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just seeing on trends, like, you know, sometimes on, like, Twitter trends, it'll put, like, live scores.
Yeah.
And within the last... There have been, like, 3 goals in, like, the last... Like, while we were recording this episode in this game, so... Bit of a slugfest.
Bit of All right. Well, those are the things that are trending. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Also, back with a full episode of Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosty.
Yeah.
Check that shit out.
Roy Wood Jr.
Yeah, yeah.
Classic.
Good one. It's a classic. All right. Be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy.
No.
We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.